Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it's already Thursday, the 21st day of May, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got a ton of vitally important news and information, obviously, today to cover. And we're going to be checking in at the bottom of each hour with our live video and audio feeds from the main mothership of the eugenicist forces here in Austin, Texas, Planned Parenthood. And Ja'Kari Jackson is basically leading a protest out there that just kicked off about a minute ago. And again, that is on Ben White Boulevard in South Austin. Planned Parenthood, 201 East Ben White, 78704 today. And we're just out on the sidewalk by the access road. A lot of traffic, a lot of people to educate. We've got a whole bunch of big black and white signs printed up that show Margaret Sanger being saluted by the Ku Klux Klan. And we just point out that all of this race baiting and demonization of, say, white people in general by the media is just divide and conquer. Everybody knows that, has got to have a brain. But still, political correctness says, hey, don't have a brown paper bag in Seattle or it's racist. I'm not kidding if you're a new listener. Or, you know, don't be against sex education of five-year-olds or you're a homophobe. All of this distractionary stuff is just meant to bully people into submitting to the social engineering. Meanwhile, you have the modern Democratic Party's roots, and the Republicans to a certain extent, but the facts are in. The facts are facts. The Democratic Party has destroyed the black community for all intents and purposes from what it was, and they're doing the same thing to every other group. If you look at people as groups. And so our reporters are out there, both as political activists, to try to save lives, try to educate folks about what's happening, and to hijack George Soros' White House Justice Department meme that the only social injustice in America is militarized police shooting unarmed black men in the back. And it is an important issue, but one that the feds are driving towards confrontation, not towards fixing it. And so that's why we're going to be covering all of this and more today. I specifically also want to open the phones up. On Monday, I shot a video after I did the radio show, when I was just having a lot of anxiety, which I never really have, about the state of the world and about big developments going on, both seen and unseen, that basically most people I talk to have said that they are feeling disquieted, they're having anxiety, they're worried about the state of the world. Dr. Group walked in a couple days ago, hadn't even heard the show, hadn't seen that video, and was telling the crew the same thing, and they said, don't you know about Alex's video? So are you seeing more signs that the globalists are on the move, and is that causing you to have a sixth sense, to watch your six? Or is it just that we're becoming more aware of the marinade of tyranny, the ocean of dehumanization that's going on, and so it's humanity awakening that we're all picking up on? Or is everything fine and I'm just being paranoid, we should all go back to sleep? I'd like to hear from you. First-time callers in the first round of calls, 800-259-9231 on that subject. Are you picking up something big is about to happen, and why is there so many people talking about it?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this 21st day of May 2015. On this Thursday edition, we're going to be having live updates from a demonstration at the Central Texas headquarters of the eugenicist organization that advised Adolf Hitler, Planned Parenthood. We're going to be talking about how all black lives matter and how the war against the police that the feds and the globalists are trying to start is actually a plan to divert and distract from the dehumanization extermination program being carried out against blacks in this country. We'll get updates at the bottom of the hour, each hour. And we have the big graphics up on InfoWars.com of Margaret Sanger at the Ku Klux Klan rallies being worshipped. And I mean literally worship. They would put her up on the stage, surround her, and then do the Hitler salutes just on their figurative knees. Quote, we don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Margaret Sanger, 1939, in a letter to the Procter & Gamble Foundation. So there you go. And we've got, I think we printed up like 50 big signs. And we're going to be handing them out to folks. So get over there. If you're listening in Central Texas right now, you really want to expose what's happening. And it's bigger than just abortion. You can even say you're for abortion. What about the targeting and the pushing on a group? And then I see comments on Infowars.com and on YouTube videos about it. A meme saying, then you pay for the black people's school. You pay for their welfare. You pay for their medical. You pay, you pay, you pay. I love how they collectivize things on the so-called left. They're really just eugenicists. They take a community that had almost no illegitimacy, very low crime rates, and wreck it to the model of the world when it comes to the highest crime rates, highest illegitimacy, dying young, prison population. I mean, they have wrecked the black community in this country. Wrecked them. And by the way, the same socialist policies in Europe has taken white areas and just turned them into the exact same thing. Selling thug culture, you name it. It is psychological warfare. And what was perfected on the blacks is now being deployed against everybody. It is a fact that Margaret Sanger gave awards to Hitler, got awards from Hitler. It is a fact that our entire modern world and modern liberalism is totalitarianism in the name of social justice to cover right under the surface the vicious anti-human activities that are going on by this death wing. You've got the life wing of this world, you got the death wing of this world. And they are the legion of death. They are the wing of death. They are the wings of rage and anti-human bloodlust that these wicked devils soar into the sky on. It is over the top. And we now see, looks like there's already about 20 people out there or so from the earlier shots I saw. I'll put another shot up on screen. We'll talk to Jakari Jackson and others that are out there when we come back. And there's already some other good pro-lifers out there exposing what's happening. But we've got signs for you. And we're just trying to get other people around the country to start this hijacking of Black Lives Matter that is openly run by George Soros and the White House and the Justice Department so that we don't really reform the police. We have the feds reform them by federalizing them completely and making them 10 times worse. And that's the words of an analyst in USA Today. That said, let's get into the news. There is so much to get into here. On the economic front, more economists are warning of total collapse. We're going to be getting into that. Talking about the $45 trillion in future obligations we have, the $19 trillion that is now our national debt, and then the separate two-plus quadrillion that have been created by the central banks so they could buy up the world that they have now bound us to that is not our debt. And that when the bubble bursts, and it will, and when they have the cascade of bubbles popping, it can be triggered by a war, it can be triggered by another popping of a dot-com bubble, which is due to happen with Silicon Valley. It could happen for race riots this summer that the White House is desperately trying to foment, and most analysts are saying will probably happen to some degree this summer. I mean, look what's already happening. It's not even hot yet. We don't know what's going to trigger it, and I pray it doesn't happen, but it's like praying grandpa in the hospital doesn't die when he's 90 years old and just had surgery. I mean, you know he's going to die. The only question is this month or 2 years from now? But when this sucker goes down, no amount of armored vehicles, no amount of paramilitary police is going to stabilize things because we just don't have the industry. We don't have the food production capacity anymore. We don't have the moral fiber anymore. And out of this global meltdown, they will form their planetary government with the carbon taxes that the Pope's calling for. Man, this new Pope, of all the Popes I've seen, I mean, is just a Marxist. No other way to look at it. And everybody knows I'm not a Catholic basher. I mean, you tune into mainline Pentecostal preachers, they're toeing the government line and spewing a bunch of ecumenical garbage as well. But I tell you, man, over the top to see the things that are happening. The Pope calling for global carbon taxes as if that's wealth redistribution. That's a tax on human development and human activity, ignoring all the real environmental issues. Look at this headline. Feds spent $100 billion on food assistance last year. $100 billion. That's electronic soup kitchen lines with 109 million people. I've always gone the number of 100 million. I didn't know it was 109. People always send me emails going, it's not 100 million. It's 49 million on food stamps. That's one federal program. It's out of the Washington Free Beacon. The Congressional Budget Office and others have put the numbers out. It's $100 billion for 109 million Americans, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you enslave a people. And they're just accelerating, getting rid of our jobs, not having any contracts here domestically. We can't even build our new railways here. We have to buy it made in China, shipped over, and then Chinese firms, that's in the news today, are the ones actually that are going to build it. But I guess that's happened before. I guess J.P. Morgan and the Astors and the Rockefellers, when they were building the railroads, they didn't want to use American labor either. They would ship in coolies, I think they called them, and work them to death. And then they blame the general white man, like he was all behind it again. No. China was a colonial holding of the West at that time, divided up by the Western powers, the French, the Brits, the Dutch, the Americans, you name it, the Germans, the Austrians. And they just shipped them over here, basically, as slaves. So I guess that's just the way it always is. The more things change, the more they stay the same. I want to get into Rand Paul right now as we get ready to go out to break with the opening statement. But now the good news is AP reports that it's in trouble. The reauthorization of the Patriot Act is in trouble. That's tied to the NSA. And then we'll come back with his detractors and the baloney they're putting out. Here is the intro of his 10-hour historic filibuster yesterday.
Mr. President.
The senator from Kentucky.
There comes a time in the history of nations when fear and complacency allow power to accumulate and liberty and privacy to suffer. That time is now, and I will not let the Patriot Act, the most unpatriotic of acts, go unchallenged. At the very least, we should debate. We should debate whether or not we are going to relinquish our rights or whether or not we are going to have a full and able debate over whether or not we can live within the Constitution or whether or not we have to go around the Constitution. The bulk collection of all Americans' phone records, all of the time, is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment. The Second Appeals Court has ruled it illegal. The President began this program by executive order. He should immediately end it through executive order. For over a year now, he has said the program is illegal, and yet he does nothing. He says, well, Congress can get rid of the Patriot Act. Congress can get rid of the bulk collection. And yet he has the power to do it at his fingertips. He began this illegal program. The court has informed him that the program is illegal. He has every power to stop it, and yet the president does nothing. Justice Brandeis wrote that the right to be left alone is the most cherished of rights, most prized among civilized men. The Fourth Amendment incorporates this right to privacy. The Fourth Amendment incorporates this right to be left alone. When we think about the bulk collection of records, you might ask, well, maybe I'm willing to give up my freedom for security. Maybe if I just give up a little freedom, I'll be more safe. Well, most of the information...
We'll be back with more straight ahead in the response.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to go back and finish up the opening remarks of Rand Paul, which is very moderately put, very reasonable. Hey, we should have a debate about being beyond 1984. We don't even have a debate. Can we just debate and admit these illegal programs? And the response, of course, by the media is there are no illegal programs. None of this is happening. Just like they deny everything else, even when it's admitted. Remember what Gibbs, the White House press secretary, said? He was ordered to say that the drone program didn't exist when it was publicly admitted to exist. The drone assassination program. This is what they do. They lie. So let's go back and have him finish that opening statement. Then we're going to play what Congressman Peter King had to say.
You might ask, well, maybe I'm willing to give up my freedom for security. Maybe if I just give up a little freedom, I'll be more safe. Well, most of the information that comes on whether you're safe or not comes from people who have secret information that you're not allowed to look at. So you have to trust the people. You have to trust those in our intelligence community that they're being honest with you. That when they tell you how important these programs are and that you must give up your freedoms, you must give up part of the Fourth Amendment, when they tell you this, you have to trust them. The problem is that we're having a great deal of difficulty trusting these people.
That's right. And, of course, they lied to us about WMDs in Iraq. Saudi Arabia was involved in 9/11. That's been proven, bare minimum. And we attacked their enemy instead and now have given a third of Iraq and two-thirds of Syria, basically now is in the control of ISIS. In fact, they just announced today that ISIS is, it looks like, going to go ahead and take over Syria probably. Notice they were losing a year ago, but went into Iraq, got resupplied, accidentally getting all the U.S. and NATO weapons, accidentally. And then now they're taking over. So see, all this surveillance, all this spying, and Al-Qaeda has morphed into something 50 times bigger than it was. Hundreds of thousands strong, allowed to recruit in the West. And Peter King, the neocon rhino monster, comes out and attacks Senator Paul and basically says that he's fear-mongering and that none of this is going on. Let's go to Peter King.
I strongly disagree with Rand Paul. I think the NSA is essential. I think that the NSA, first of all, I know they're not listening to anyone's phone calls or reading anyone's emails. What they do is they store collections of phone numbers. And so if you find out that an American has been speaking to a terrorist overseas, then the Justice Department goes to court to get a court order. The fact is that the NSA listens to no one's at all. They just collect this information. It's essential to our security. I think Rand Paul was wrong. I agree with Mitch McConnell. I think the law should have been extended as it is. I voted for the bill in the House because that's the only one we can get through. But I think Senator Paul was doing a disservice to the country when he
You have the DEA for 20 years recording phone calls, tracking who you call, creating phone trees without warrants, and then creating fake cases to go to court to then build a fraudulent prosecution. I mean, it's on record they've been recording 8 out of 10 phone calls for at least 5 years. They all got released by Snowden, but we already know that in a handful of cases, when they're going to go ahead with the prosecution, they go out and then get the warrant later to go back and reverse engineer it. But it's not pointed at terrorists. It's pointed at Congress, who they admit they've been spying on. And notice King says we need the NSA. No one ever said that we don't need an intelligence agency that spies on foreign governments in this world. We don't need it aimed at us and backdoored into everything. So everything they do is a misrepresentation. It's the same talking point. Here's Senator Marco Rubio last week saying there is no spying and there is no Atlantic Ocean. Here it is.
The perception has been created, including by political figures that serve in this chamber, that the United States government is listening to your phone calls or going through your bills as a matter of course. That is absolutely categorically false. The next time that any politician, senator, congressman, talking head, whatever it may be, stands up and says that the U.S. government is listening to your phone calls or going through your phone records, they're lying. It just is not true. Except for some very isolated instances in the hundreds of individuals for whom there is reasonable suspicion that they could have links to terrorism.
Really? I always have trouble pronouncing his name, but I like him as an actor, Shia LaBeouf. Before all the Snowden stuff came out, remember? He was on the set of GoldenEye in 2009, and the FBI admitted to him. They recorded everything he said. They played a clip back.
Alex Jones.
It's all story.
GCN Radio Network.
We'll be back. It's all illegal.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, we've got live feeds if you just joined us at Infowars.com/show of Jakari Jackson and about 35 to 40 pro-lifers out there exposing that Planned Parenthood was founded by the Rockefeller Foundation, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, helped create the Hitler movement. We have the photos of Margaret Sanger addressing the Ku Klux Klan. I'm sick of the so-called left, these fascists, these anti-human people, claiming that they're liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. You're not. Shh, you are a fraud. And so I'm watching the feed during the break, and I go, look, those are people with black signs blocking the families out there with their signs against abortion and the fact that half the black people in the country are exterminated, and they come with big black tarps, guaranteed they're going to say they're anarchists, but then they'll tell you they love Lenin. I haven't even talked to them yet. And then they go and try to cover the signs up so no one can – and these aren't signed pictures of dead babies, by the way, and that's your First Amendment. These are signs that simply show Margaret Sanger with the Ku Klux Klan and her quotes from the university archives. And these people have black tarps putting them up in front so that the passing cars can't see it. This is how dumb the followers of Soros are, is that they think it makes them look good to be trying to censor when we're talking to 3 million people right now on the radio, over 170 AM and FM affiliates, 5 million views every few days on YouTube, live feeds with about 200,000 people, last time I checked, watching our live video feed. You're not stopping anything. And by the way, this is about 10 minutes from where I'm at. I'm tempted to have David Knight come in here and take over. And I think that's David Knight's wife out there. That is David Knight's wife with them trying to block her. Either David Knight's going to have to go down there, or I'm going to have to get him in here, and I'm going to have to go down there. Because, and by the way, we need to push it with these people. They don't have a right to get in people's faces and block their signs. That violates the First Amendment, and the police need to be called down there to stop them. We are peacefully down there simply engaging in the First Amendment, and these little monsters are there doing this. I'm going to get back to the NSA and the rest of it, but I'm telling you, these anarchists, these look-like anarchists, you know, trust fund kids who then run around and act like they're pirates all day, I'm going to guess they're going to say they're anarchists, but if you ask for political views, it'll be Marxist-Leninist. I don't know, but as soon as I saw them on the scene, I said during the break, I said, they're going to block signs. That's operatives right there. And boom, sure enough, that's what they're doing. So I've seen this before. I've had anarchists in New York, anarchists in Austin, anarchists in, that just means George Soros-funded groups in Denver, punch me in the back, you name it, do all sorts of stuff, and I'm just sick of them. I mean, we're out there exposing that they're targeting blacks for extermination. I mean, look at them, trying to block signs. Okay, we're going to go to Jakari Jackson, and then I want him to march up to these guys. I see Josh Owens out there, and I want to ask these punks what they think they're doing violating the First Amendment. I mean, look at this guy. Look at this little guy right here. I mean, you talk about scum of the earth if you're watching us on TV. And look at him trying to block David Knight's wife. Let's call David Knight in here right now, too. Let's get him a seat in here. I haven't seen him this morning, but I'm sure he's in his office working on something to see what he thinks of this. This is surreal. Now, let's go ahead and go to Jakari Jackson in a live feed. I mean, look at how pathetic and desperate these drag rats are with their pants hanging down around their butts. Because, see, oh, that's their tip to the, you know, the whole ghetto culture. But then, meanwhile, they're upset that we don't want black people to be chopped up. I mean, look at these rodents. I mean, you talk about true rodent-like creatures. And I'm sorry, folks, it's what they are. They just look like human rats. Let's go ahead now, these white rats. Let's go ahead now and, I mean, just look at how weak they are. Jakari Jackson, what do you make of this?
Jakari Jackson reporting live, Austin, Texas, and from the Planned Parenthood. I believe this is 201 East Ben White Boulevard, and I want you guys to follow me over here. We have about 25 or so peaceful demonstrators behind me, but now we have these guys running around their black tarps. I'm going to see if I can get a word. Excuse me, gentlemen, what brings you out here today?
Ask who they work for. Get in his face.
Hey, excuse me. What brings you guys out here today?
I'm being aggressive.
You guys are covering everybody's signs.
See, that's how
you're
they operate.
Traffic.
Yeah.
So as you can see, this gentleman is trying to post up his sign.
The leader's the little.
Him, and they're saying that I'm being aggressive for trying to ask them a question.
The leader's the little rat one. That's the one on the phone.
Hey, you're being aggressive to that guy. Hey, keep your hands up.
Yeah, the police need to get out there.
Aggressive. Don't be aggressive to him. So what brings you guys out here today?
They want to stop the First Amendment.
Organization? All right, as you can see, they're clearly harassing this gentleman, and they're saying that we're being aggressive for coming out here and signing.
They're trying to block him with his sign.
Yeah, let the guy stand with
they
the
want
sign.
To make sure those women get
let's
in there.
Gentlemen, let's see if this evil sign says, abortion is child murder. Okay.
That's all it is.
That's, yeah, the guy was just trying to tell people the truth. Thank you, sir, for coming.
No dead babies, no nothing.
What do you think about this this agitation that's going on out here?
It's just, I mean, come on. They're being told to do it by somebody.
Okay. All right, sir, thank you for coming out. All right, so you saw it right there, Alex. We'll move on back down. Now they're agitating this this lovely lady down here, trying to block her sign.
We need all patriots that are listening to get down there now and to join us in the First Amendment against these rodents. I mean, just look at how slimy these guys are.
I think it's not fair at all because as an American, I have the right to express my opinion, as do they. And if they want to give some signs and express their opinion, they're more than happy to be out here.
Totalitarian turds.
But to try and block my right as an American for free speech and to express my opinion to people is just not right.
That's right.
And fair.
Thank you, miss. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm with her. I mean, I just, you know, I have a right to express my viewpoints. And
hey, look, I'm sorry. Look, they're attacking this guy. They're up here throwing their tarp on the gentleman.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. They want to get the cops called, and then they're going to blame us. We need to go ahead and have somebody call it in. We got video all of it. And then they put one cop there. There should be a cop there anyways. Then that will stop their activity.
APD's here right now.
Good.
APD's here.
Well, you tell them you've got the footage and shut down those totalitarian pieces of crap.
Well, don't stop now. The cops just got here. Keep doing whatever you're doing.
Oh, look at him. They're actually jumping on him right there. And they were getting in your wife's face.
See now that APD.
Yeah, we're
going to
go ahead and turn David Knight's mic on. David Knight is in studio. David Knight, what do you make watching him harass your wife?
If they think they're going to stop her, Alex, they don't know my wife. You could see her. She was going below their sign, above their sign. It was kind of funny, actually. But, you know, I think what that lady said was exactly right. If they've got a different point of view, put their point of view on the sign. Put it out there. You have different views out there. But the mindset of the left or the authoritarians or the anarchists,
I call them the left, too.
Yeah.
They are totalitarian scum.
Yeah. Yes.
They're trying to shut down our freedoms. I'm sick of them.
They don't want to debate. They don't want to come out there with their sign against what we're putting up there. They want to silence other people. That's the whole point.
That's right.
They have black signs.
Jakari, what's happening now?
So the officer just arrived on scene.
He assaulted me.
It looks like he's just provocateur, to be very honest with you. But
yeah.
I think he's for the cause. He's just an agitator. You look like an agitated vet. That's what he looks like. Just talk to him.
Who's that guy? Is he a pro-lifer or is he with them?
There was a dude in a wheelchair over there that was claiming that y'all were blocking the sidewalk. And I was like, no, they're not blocking the sidewalk. If you ask them to move, they will move.
I told you, they're there. They're there blaming us for stuff.
That same dude assaulted me with his wheelchair after some...
Here come these guys again.
A person squirted holy water out of a palm olive bottle at me.
This just happened?
It just happened over here. That's why I turned my phone over. I was like, let me see what's going on over here. I actually came down here. I was on my way to my friend's house. I was explaining to somebody over there. I went to school right up the street up here. On the corner of 35 and Old Torf.
We got to end this in a minute.
At Travis High School, where they actually had Planned Parenthood consultants in my high school.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And this is right up the street. I'm from the South Side. So the South Side, just so for y'all that don't know about Austin, is a different city than the whole city. The South Side, once you cross that river...
Yes, I know. I've lived on the South Side my whole
life. So tell us what happened when they came to your school.
But it's not when they came to my school. They had established counselors there obviously that school was a minority school, mainly black and brown. So it was, they had a
Jakari, ask him if he's aware of the history of Planned Parenthood. We got to move on.
There was an actual clinic in there, but they had the counselors.
All right, so we got to keep moving, but let me ask you, are you aware of the history of Planned Parenthood with Margaret Sanger?
Of course I'm aware of it. I've been trying to contact Alex Jones for years. I'm actually on a video with for years. So I know about this whole situation and all that. I just recently reached out to Rob Duke.
Okay.
And was trying to explain to him. This all ties into what's going on with the race relations. There's a bigger underlying issue that's going on that a lot of people in America are not aware of, and it's is religious and spiritual in nature.
All right, we'll talk to him more later, Jakari. We got to move around and show the agitators. Thank you.
Talk to you a little bit later. Thank you, sir.
All right, now that little rat seems to be the main leader. Who was telling the other rats what to do. He knows how to walk and chew gum. The others don't even do that.
Alex, these guys are out here blocking people, and now we have somebody else trying to block them. Pete, what do you think about this, man?
Their boards don't say nothing. I thought we were here to defend babies. That's why we came here. If you're going to pick a moral high ground to be on, then why not defend the kids? I don't know why they're saying that that killing kids it's all right. It's not all right. That's why we came out here to stand for the kids. Because if they ain't got no way to defend them,
that's right.
Then God ain't going to protect us. And that's why we out here.
Thanks, Pete. All right. All right. Now you can see these guys. They're still out here trying to block up people's signs.
Look at this rat. Ask this rat.
Excuse me, sir. What brought you out here today?
Communism and socialism.
Sir, what brought you out here today?
Don't threaten me.
He doesn't say anything.
Anybody threatened him, but he doesn't want to talk.
He just said somebody threatened him. We have video. Nobody here.
Ain't nobody threatened him. Anyway, we'll keep moving.
Jakari, let's continue to show these rat creatures. Again, for folks that just joined us, we're covering Planned Parenthood, a literal proto-Nazi organization that's exterminated half the blacks plus since Roe v. Wade in this country. Now about 50 people, it looks like, are out there. And there's three or four of these pit of hell creatures that have crawled out of some gutter.
Hey, excuse me, miss. What brought you out here today?
InfoWars is anti-black. It's disgusting. Disgusting. And they're hiding behind Black Lives Matter. This is not a Black Lives Matter protest. This is anti-black.
Okay.
Anti-black.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been out in Ferguson, Missouri, and tear gas with people who were standing up for their first.
She just called us racist.
I'm against people burning down black communities. I'm against police brutality to all races of people,
and you're
not
racist.
Just black people. But I guess that's supposedly somehow anti-black.
Well, let's talk more to her. Get her name. Just tell her not to cuss.
What's her name? Delay that. Lady. Indeed.
Okay, so all she said was, we're racist.
Back up. Back up.
And that's the end.
Touch me again.
All right, we have to cut the audio from the speed for a minute while the delay builds back up. So let's cut the audio because these people's trash mouth. So talk about mindless and dumb. These people can barely talk.
Yeah.
There's now five white people out there telling us we're racist because we don't want to exterminate the blacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, again, brown paper bags are racist. Any type of Halloween party or costume party where you're a cowboy, a geisha girl, an African villager, whatever it is, it's all racist. But actually killing black people is chopping them up is, I mean, look how dumb that woman is. Look at the look on her face. Get a shot of her face. Look at her. Showing her teeth. I mean, I think I need to go down there. Look at that piranha-like creature.
And they didn't have anything on those signs. Those are just blank as well, aren't they? Did she put something on her sign?
No, but she's just there. She's with them.
Yeah.
They're just there to block the, again, we're having a Black Lives Matter event, and they're starting around the country. We didn't even know the Reverend Childress was already doing it before we were, pointing out that focusing on cops shooting a few black people in the back is a diversion by the globalists from their larger plan, doubling black unemployment, exterminating blacks, bringing in third world populations to displace. This is all part of divide and conquer. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows every major white supremacist site hates me. Everyone knows that I am enemy number one because I'm bringing people together against the globalist. And the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL have worked hard from behind the scenes to make sure that the Nazi leadership tries to take control of that movement so that it can then be demonized and stop and not have a big tent. We're here to bring everybody together. And so now the police are out there because these rodentia are I mean, look at this guy with his butt hanging out, and then he's got his girlfriend or whoever she is out there, literally just like a piranha that hates our guts, that I'm anti-woman.
Well, and the uncomfortable truth is that their founder, the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, has had numerous quotes about how this is about eugenics. And one of them, that's on one of the signs out there, says that what she said about the inferior races is that they have a choice, segregation or sterilization. They have a.
So we're exposing the goddess of the Ku Klux Klan,
yeah.
And so we're bad. And it's 201 East Ben White. plenty of parking, South Austin. Get over there in the face of these people that want to destroy the First Amendment.
They want to black out the truth. They don't want to have a discussion of this. They want to hide those quotes from Margaret Sanger. They want to hide what they're about. That's why they get out there with black signs and try to put them in front of other people's signs.
But, I mean, this woman couldn't even, she just said he hates women, he hates blacks. F. Alex Jones, that's why we had to delay it out for radio stations out there and had to cut the feed because they were cussing so much. Because after a while, the delay doesn't work. They just let it build back up for like a minute. I mean, this is insane what's going on. In Austin, Texas, we're simply there exposing that the globalists could care less about anybody, and blacks were the beta test. This is coming down on everybody.
Yes.
And so I'm so sick of the left saying, you pay for the black babies, you pay for the welfare. They're the ones that put them on welfare and did all this to dehumanize them, to make them domesticated, and then they say, now let's kill them. It's like kill the old people with the death panels, and don't give the veterans care. You know, we don't have enough money. Once they collectivize things, then they get everybody used to basically cutting off the weakest. No, we build economies around quality, around innovation, and around taking care of our least. That's how this works. That's how you build an economy.
They're losing the argument.
We're going to skip this break. I'm sorry, David. Go ahead. Yeah.
They're losing the argument, so they want to shut down speech. They know they can't win this argument. And so that's a perfect visual metaphor for what this group is about.
And every day, exactly, perfect archetype. Every day, they're in the news trying to ban free speech, trying to shut down speech. Yeah. They are totalitarian rats with idiot, moron followers who...
And whenever they say anything, all they say is racist, sexist, you're bad. They don't ever back it up with anything. And I should point out, right here, they're just putting their signs in front of everybody else because they don't have anything that they can say to support their case.
All right, guys, be on that delay. Be ready for our FCC rules. No cussing. Let's fade up audio, see what's happening. Ja'Kari Jackson.
What kills more black people than abortion? It's called systemic globalism, man. Open your eyes up. Y'all are out here protesting because InfoWars is famous, man. You're not out here for black people, and you ain't out here to support abortion. You out here to just be a contrarian, man. You out here to be a contrarian. The truth of the matter is that the earth is growing up into a spiritual age where we're waking up to both of your sides, man. It's about being honorable. It's about being respectful. It's about honoring people's lives, man. Y'all people are just holding up bundles and bundles and bundles and bundles of words with no action.
Well, that's
you
not
don't
fair.
Care about
they're out there, and we're taking action. We're for life.
Yeah.
And this guy, that's the new internet thing, to say you're better than everybody.
I know these things.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're not perfect. We just are trying to do the right thing.
Yep.
All of you groups.
By the way, those guys are regular pro-lifers. I recognize a bunch of them that go out every week and try to save lives. And this poor guy's being mean to them. And then the rat ran off. He got what he wanted.
You have it because I started off by saying, how you gonna call the man?
All right, let's see what everybody else thinks.
Absolutely, do what you can where you can.
Absolutely, that's just amazing.
You can't solve all the world's problems at once. Take them one at a time.
There's a lady down here who's one of the pregnancy advocacy center leads.
Let's talk about that. And when they don't tell women inside Planned Parenthood death camps that they will pay you to have your baby.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have the lady here. What's your name, miss?
Debbie.
Okay, now, and what group do you represent?
I'm the director and founder of Chicon Pregnancy Resource Center.
Okay.
In East Austin at 12th and Chicon.
Well, tell us about
what type of services do you render at your clinic?
We do free pregnancy tests, and we have limited ultrasounds so that when a mom finds out she's pregnant, she can see the heartbeat and hear the baby's heartbeat and see the baby. And we also give them, we have a baby boutique where moms can go and get clothes for their babies and food and formula, bottles, diapers, I mean, everything that they would need. So we support them physically and emotionally and spiritually.
Okay.
And we have a thing that we do on Tuesdays that's called Chick Chat.
But that
so
guy just said that we're not doing anything.
Can, you know, yeah. Get loved.
These are the real heroes right here.
They can build relationships.
We solve it one child at a time.
If somebody was considering coming to Planned Parenthood to get an abortion, what would you say to them?
Well, we would talk to them and just show them their options. We would ask them, you know, what they know about abortion and make sure that they know what what abortion looks like, you know, what that is. There's a pamphlet that's put out by actually the state of Texas called Women's Right to Know. And we just want to make sure that they know that they have options, right? And
tell her to give us her website.
Our choice is that they choose life.
Right.
But we just ultimately, we want to take care. We are all about protecting Texas women.
Great. And where can people get in touch with you? What's your website?
Our website is chicanprc.org. And we are at the corner of 12th and Chicane. So they can come by and see
us. All right, thank you, ma'am.
We're there every day, Monday through Thursday, 10 to 3, and every other Saturday.
All right. Thank you so much, miss.
Thank you.
Okay. I see more Info Warriors are now showing up, and the rodents are trying to block it.
I was just going to say that's action right there. People come out here. They tell you how you can have other options opposed to just going and getting an abortion. So, yeah, we have plenty of people out here now. We got people down here. You got some of the more controversial elements up there with the colorful language. But it's a good mix out here.
What I'd say about 90% of the people, of the 50 folks or so that are out there, what about 90% are pro-life, pro-free speech? Shikari, is that accurate?
Yeah, I'd say that. The majority of the people are.
The Austin American Statesman will claim that it was 90% pro-death. Watch.
You know, Alex, I want to say something about this guy talking about trying to move this away to the global area. We have to start understanding that we're going to solve the problems of this world when we take action on an individual basis the local level.
Well, he was projecting.
Yeah.
He said, I tried to get a hold of InfoWars, so he's mad, probably wants a job or something. I'm not mad at him. We're out there taking action. With Jakari and the rest of the crew, we're out there getting good people out there, people that are trying to save. You notice their website is not trying to save black babies. It's white people, evil white people. Your daughter is Chinese adopted. You maybe can share that sometimes, the hellish condition she was in. They're killing Chinese girls. That's because you're racist. Why you save a Chinese girl? Truth is we just love life, and we're sick of mental midgets trying to one up us by saying we're racist like that's their ace card. It's a joke. We're here trying to empower humanity. I mean, look at that probably 20-year-old girl brainwashing radical feminism. InfoWars is anti-woman. Look at her trying to block people's signs, but she won't even explain how I'm anti-woman. I'm pro-human. That means pro-woman, pro-man, pro-black, pro-white, pro-Hispanic, pro-Asian, pro-human. The globalists are anti-human. And it's so sick to see this. Jakari Jackson.
Yeah, I'm talking to a gentleman. He was just expressing to us how he heard some of the F-bombs. I guess he was listening on the radio, so I told him we had to move a little further from that action. But, sir, what do you think about the scene so far?
Well, I run a roofing company. I notice these guys have some tar paper over here. You think they need jobs?
I don't know. I'm not sure what brought them.
I guarantee you, they're trust fund punks.
Miss, there's a young lady over here. Did you have something that you'd like to say? Oh, okay. Well, she was with the group with the tar paper.
They look like total zombies.
I know. They dress in
black.
Sir,
did you have anything that you'd like to
black
add?
Signs.
All those that hate me love death.
This is a good cause, and I'm honored to be out here and be a part of it. And I think Alex is doing good work, and making it happen or contributing to making
Tell
it happen.
Tell him I'm thinking
Everybody's
him. He's making it happen.
To making it happen.
Thank you, sir. And Alex says he thanks you.
Thank you, dude.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're making it happen.
Thank you.
Watch, frankly, I don't think
like
I should even go down there.
Remember when they were at the state capitol and they had the Hail Satan chants?
Oh, yeah. We caught that on video where they just had people trying to ban partial birth abortion. So all these women spontaneously showed up with demon faces. Going, Hail Satan, Hail Satan. I forgot that.
Like to call it partial birth abortion. I think Rand Paul got it exactly right. Will you kill a 7-pound baby? That's what it's about. So it was the bill to stop people from killing 7-pound babies.
And it hurts our conscience and gets us upset that we don't want to kill 7-pound babies. These people act like there's something wrong with us.
Yeah, yeah.
They're out there supporting a woman who was worshipped by Adolf Hitler. What is your people's problems? And they call us racist. I mean, this is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Jakari Jackson. I'm Alex Jones with David Knight. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.